know about puff pastry? Like, seriously.
Puff pastry is a great thing.
I agree that it's yummy, but it's just, you just eating something made by a factory.
Well, it's the same argument could be made for pasta. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's something that's there. It sits in your freezer. You can bring it out and you can cover it in gorgeous ingredients and make something really delicious, really quick.
I have a feeling you're going to do that on today's episode.
I am going to do that and then some, you.
Oh my God, I'm Yumi Stein.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
I love it, yeah. Not only because it means I don't have to make the pastry myself if you get pre-rolled, pre-made puff pastry.
True.
Just try and make that at home on your own. Have you ever tried making puff pastry?
I never will and I never would.
No, you don't want to. It's one of those pastries that is really hard to make because the layers have to be very, very thin. So actually sometimes something made by a machine is a bit better and it does a better job than I do at home.
All right, I'm on board for that. I think the problem for me is when I was 19, I asked for and got for Christmas a pie-making machine.
Right.
And you, and I, you know, I didn't know how to cook and I was a heavy drinker. And so I'd get home from the pub and put on the pie making machine where you get puff pastry and then you just put something weird in it, like creamed corn or a tin of tuna. And then you, and it was an awful lot of puff pastry to filling. And I think I did my dash with puff pastry at that point.
I didn't even know such things existed. But I get that. I get that. Hopefully you've recovered.
Yep.
And we are now ready to talk about beautiful summer lightning tomato tart.
Okay, talk me through it.
This is one of the things I really like to make in summer. It's really easy and simple. You'll have the ingredients in your kitchen at all times. So I have frozen puff pastry in my freezer, the kind of pre-rolled sort that's in sheets. Whip a couple of those sheets out here, get them to defrost slightly.
Slightly, so still quite firm.
Still quite firm. I like to make two of these tarts at once, and I would suggest that whenever you're making like a tart like recipe like this, if you're going to go to that effort of trying to whip up one quick tart, you may as well make a second one. Anyway, whip out your tarts, get them to defrost slightly. While they're defrosting slightly, take that little packet of feta that you've got in the fridge, whip it into a bowl, 150 grams or so of it, half a garlic clove, very finely chopped, into that bowl too, bit of olive oil, little bit of oregano or thyme, finely chopped, and kind of mush everything together with a bit of sea salt and black pepper, more black pepper than sea salt because the feta will be quite salty.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
And you've kind of got this delicious paste. Add a bit more garlic if you want, you don't have to.
Mm.
And take that paste and kind of smear it all over the base of those puff pastry sheets.
You go right to the edges?
No, leave a little border, a couple of centimetres, something along those lines.
Yep.
And so cover the rest in this beautiful, creamy, cheesy, herby goodness. And then take your tomatoes, which I know you'll have on the side in the sunlight, and slice those up with your bread knife because that'll be much easier.
Yep.
And get them into nice thick slices. And then layer those over the tart, kind of overlapping one to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe do the next row along the other way.
The other way.
And then the next row the other way so that you're starting to look like a professional pastry chef.
Right?
Yeah, I thought that was you. And then maybe a little drizzle of oil over the top at the end, maybe a sprinkle of extra herbs because you're fancy. And then into the preheated oven for about 45 to 55 minutes, just checking on the tart, checking that everything is golden brown and the edges of those tomatoes are all roasted and delicious.
Yeah.
It will be smelling gorgeous.
Yes, it will.
Whip it out off that tray. Let it cool slightly and have it warm if you want with a salad or something at home, or let it cool entirely and transport it to a picnic and you will be the star of that picnic, Yumi. Everyone will love you. Those tomato slices will be all jammy and gorgeous. Ah. The bottom should be nice and crisp. The sides will have risen. So that edge around the outside will have risen. So you've kind of got like a little edge. Everyone will ask you for the recipe and you won't give it to them. Because you'll want them to have to come back to you again and again for a slice of this tart.
Oh, you know too much about me. That sounds so good. Okay, can you take a photo of it next time you make it?
I will try.
Will you try?
To warn you, it's very, very delicious, so it's very hard to take.
It's a problem we keep encountering here on 5-Minute Food Fix. We're like, yep, I'll put that on Instagram next minute. It's all gone before I took the photo.
Yep.
Check it out anyway. We're there on Instagram and TikTok, and don't forget to share this podcast with your friends.